This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah says, "Inna hadaynahu sabila imma shakiran wa imma kafuran. Inna sa'yakum lashatta." You know, your striving is very different. It will be, each one will strive in his or her own unique way. So what did Allah give you? Allah created you. Before He created you, He actually asked you a question. Allah asked you and I a question. Yes, He did. What was the question? Allah says,
وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا.
Amazing. Allah says, long back, remember when we took from the back of Adam alayhi salam all his progeny in soul form, and we asked them a question. What was the question? Alastu bi rabbikum? Am I not your Lord, your Creator? And what did we all respond? We said, bala, indeed you are. Shahidna, we bear witness that you are. So we actually said this, and we've forgotten it. And Allah says in the Quran, an taqulu yawm al-qiyamati inna kunna an hadha ghafilin. You know, don't come on the day of judgment and say to us that, oh, we are oblivious of this, we didn't know this. Allah says there is a nature within you, a fitra. Fitra meaning that natural instinct within you to turn towards your maker alone. So Allah says that within the nature of man, if it is uncontaminated from birth and there is no external factor that fills that hard drive with that which is unacceptable, automatically the hard drive will fill itself with that which recognizes that I have a supreme maker who made me, whom I'm going to return to, because that would be common sense. Allah gave us the sense, He gave us the brains, and He has actually left that brain in a way that it is filled as time passes by the surroundings, by the people around you, by those who brought you up. And this is why Allah says to us through the blessed lips of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma min mawludin illa wa yuladu ala al-fitrah. Every single child is born, they are only born upon the nature of recognizing Allah alone, recognizing that you have a maker, recognizing that the maker is in control, you're going to go back to the maker, he deserves worship alone. That is called al-fitrah.